Chapter 1. God's Word. What is the source of our knowledge of God? For that matter, is there an authority we can consult that is sufficient to guide us in all matters that concern this life and the next? Indeed, there is. The Holy Scriptures provide that guidance for us. All Scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work. 2 Timothy 3, verses 16 through 17. It is true that there is a revelation of God in nature. God's creative work and His providential guidance of all things give a very clear testimony concerning His existence, wisdom, and His power. This revelation is sufficient to condemn men for their stubborn refusal to acknowledge their need for God. But nature is not sufficient to save us or to give us the knowledge we need to please God in the way we conduct our lives. The testimony of creation can be very impressive. What immense orbits some heavenly visitors have! Comets appear in our skies that last appeared before the birth of the Savior 2,000 years ago. How large the purposes of God are! As Paul the Apostle taught the church in Rome, such things speak God's invisible attributes, namely His eternal power and divine nature. Romans 1, verse 20. The apostle goes on to say mankind is without excuse for not acknowledging the existence of God and the sovereign right God has to rule over His creatures. Such revelations of God as exist in nature and providence are merciful in character. It is in written revelation that the Lord has given us a divinely inspired testimony concerning His way of revealing Himself in times past, and particularly the revelation of Himself in Christ. We call this written revelation of God's will the Bible, or the Holy Scriptures. This collection of divinely inspired books consists of both the Old Testament, that is, the Hebrew Scriptures, and the New Testament. The New Testament is the testimony of certain divinely ordained men who were used by God to give us an authoritative word about our Lord Jesus Christ and the meaning of His death and resurrection from the dead. It is in the Bible that we discover what God has done for the salvation of undeserving sinners. The Apostle Peter gave testimony concerning the authenticity of the Old Testament when he said, "No prophecy was ever produced by the will of man, but men spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit." 2 Peter 1, verse 21. Notice that Peter identified the Holy Spirit as the true author of Scripture. God was pleased to use human minds and pens to give us the Word of God, but it is truly God's Word. Paul put it this way, "We impart this in words not taught by human wisdom, but taught by the Spirit, interpreting spiritual truths to those who are spiritual." 1 Corinthians 2, verse 13. The books of the Bible. The books of what we call the Old Testament were accepted as Scripture by our Lord Jesus Christ. Unlike the Sadducees of His day, who denied the inspiration and authority of much of the Bible, our Lord clearly accepted these books as given to us by God. After the last of the Old Testament books were written, about 400 years before Christ, Hebrew historians and poets continued to make their contributions to the literature of their day. Many years later, in the Christian era, these books, which have come to be called the Apocrypha, came to be published as part of some translations of the Bible. These works are valuable for our understanding of the times, but should not be taken for God's own word. They should not be regarded as authoritative, but should be used as we would any other work of ancient literature. The New Testament is the collected writings of the men God used to give us a lasting testimony as to the identity of the Lord Jesus Christ, and to explain to us the meaning of His death on the cross and of His resurrection from the dead. These books also teach us how the Lord fulfilled all these truths concerning the Messiah's ministry on behalf of sinners. These things had been revealed to God's prophets in the Old Testament times. Taken together, these two great testaments form the Bible, which is God's word to man. It is the written revelation of everything we need to know in order to find salvation and live in the way that is pleasing to our God.